The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Now available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and you'll find us. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's the spot right there where you can subscribe, all that good stuff. Leave comments. This episode, I got my notes. Thanks for tuning in, people. We're going to be talking about Season 4, Episode 17. Yes, the episode is called Beacon of Hope. Catching up because a new season is starting in October, and I want to get these. I already have all my stuff. I've already watched the episodes, got my notes ready. I was just so far behind, and I was just so embarrassed about not being caught up, guys, that I'm finally going to do it for you guys. Yes, so let's talk about it. Beth is back in this episode. Beth, any of y'all watch The Walking Dead? I know y'all do. She's back, which was cool, a surprise. I liked her little B character. I like Beth. I like how she looks. She just gives me that little Walking Dead feeling every time I see her. So she's back in this episode, and she's determined to get to Felicity because she wants the little chip in her because I guess little B Beth is dying. And so she pretty much takes over what? Takes over the company, and all hell breaks loose, right? Couple of parts that I really enjoyed. I don't know about y'all, but let's compare. Love Malcolm Merlyn. I like that guy. He's hilarious. He's funny. Love how in this episode he is just popping out of the shadows while Damian Dark's in jail. And Dark's like, it's just funny as hell. Like, SWAT team will leave and Malcolm will just come out of the shadows. Hello, everybody. It's just hilarious. And I love it. What else? It was cool to see Damian Dark whoop some ass, but also be a smart ass. It's good. I like Damian Dark as a bad guy. Thought it was hilarious when he was smarting off to the prison guys that fight him and everything else. And then winds up getting the guys on his side anyways. Smart guy. What else? Super B Dude. Really liked the Super B Dude. It was a very simple kind of character. You know, wasn't a lot of special effects, except with bees. But the whole suit and everything else, I really liked. He was pretty badass. I thought it was cool when Arrow got stung and all those freaking bees were inside him and they were pretty much like multiplying inside. Pretty cool little weapon there for Super Bee Dude. I thought that was really cool. Let's see what else here I have. I did think that it was kind of messed up. I don't know about y'all. Did any of y'all agree with me? When Oliver just freaking rips into Curtis. And Curtis is just being his little quirky way. Like a Felicity, and he takes out on Curtis, which I already know he's just pissed off about the whole situation. And, of course, Laurel sets him straight. But, I mean, it's exactly what Curtis was doing, exactly what Felicity does all the time. All the time. And he doesn't say anything to her. So, yeah, it kind of bothered me. Because I was like, come on, Oliver. Quit being a baby. You're always a baby sometimes. And I guess in this episode, it was sad to see B-Beth take it by the bees. That was not cool. And when you get hit with that part, you're like, oh, B Beth. Oh, man, that sucks. She dies again. But the ending of this episode, when the freaking Malcolm is talking to somebody, and who is it? It's Andy. Wiggles' freaking little sellout, little punk-ass brother. And I was like, no, you bastard. So it's obvious that we got a traitor amongst us. Yeah. Can't stand Andy. I haven't liked Andy since he's been on the show. I just don't like him because he just seems untrustworthy, you know. And Diggs, he's trying, and I get it. People change, blah blah blah. But not this guy. It's just this little guy with little beady eyes. I don't know. But that's pretty much it, people. If I had to give this episode a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it an 8. Give it an 8 for Beacon of Hope. I liked it. I liked the bee creature. It was cool. I dug it. Let me know in the comments below, wherever you're listening, what you thought about the episode. If you liked it, thumbs up, thumbs down. Did I miss something? I did ask some a couple of questions. Feel free to answer them if you'd like. If you want to check out more of Talking Arrow, look it up, Talking Arrow on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's a place where you can find a bunch of shows. You can subscribe there. I do a bunch of recap shows with some friends of mine. So that's at iWatchMike.com on my blog. That's it right there. And Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And the Good Shows app. Get on Good Shows. If you get to go to the store and download it, it's absolutely free. If you're a fan of TV and movie stuff, like TV Tag, the old Get Glue, it's a pretty cool app. And I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there. We can talk Arrow and all that good stuff. All right. Have a great weekend. I'm going to try to knock out another episode. I will talk to y'all really soon.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the Arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.